Hi guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke, but I'm not solo today. We are so excited to have Maggie McDonald on the podcast. You guys, it's a really fun episode because we covered everything from like more of the structural, you know, the productivity, like the tips of work and things like that, and you know, how to start a YouTube channel. But then we also get really personal and talk about relationships and kind of some crazy relationships that Maggie has been in and stuff that you might not know about Maggie in college, and we kind of cover everything. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. We actually didn't do like the little beginning segment together because I just wanted to catch up with you guys and see, you know, what's going on. Hope you guys are all having an amazing week. I do want to apologize for last week. Danielle did a solo. I mean, it was fantastic. Love that. All about her spin journey. But it was due to the fact that I was ill. But we'll hop into that in just a second with the highlights and lowlights. I wanted to remind you guys that we do have merch available. A lot of you guys are asking about the tan hoodies, nude hoodies, whatever. I'm under the idea that they will be restocked next week, but if you guys want to keep up with us on that, you can follow at Gals on the Go podcast and our individual accounts at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio, because that's more where like the quick news of them are. And honestly, they sold out last week so quickly that we barely even had a chance to post about them. But I know that the crop tees are in stock. I love them. Get them in black and white. So cute with your little leggings or jeans or whatever. You can style them for full outfits or just wear them like on your casual days. So cute. I think like going to class or bopping around town or whatever the heck you're doing. Also the beanies, underrated, so freaking cute, you guys. It's so nice because they're stitched in. It's like a really nice material of a beanie, and I feel like beanie season kind of goes into April, so like, you know, rock your beanies. And we have fun new merch on the way too, but obviously get your stuff while it's in stock because we never know when it's going to go out of stock. That's at shop.podcastone.com/gals is our merch. Like I said, keep up with us on socials, but with all that being said, let's hop into the highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
So a clear low light for me was I got sick last week, and it hit hard. It was one of those where you wake up and you're like, oh no, like I'm not moving from this bed. And I didn't really see it coming. Honestly, I was like drinking Emergency on Sunday night. I was like, I had like a little sniffle. I was like, oh, you know, it's just a cold, whatever. I get colds all the time, if you guys didn't know. And I get really like stuffy, which I apologize. You can probably hear it in my voice throughout this episode. It's still kind of lingering a little bit. But I just had a light cold, and I was like, all right, it's not really whatever, it's fine. And then I woke up on Monday and I was like, I can't move from bed. And I was at home on Long Island. I was supposed to come back to Boston on Tuesday, and I ended up extending my trip through Thursday because I wanted to wait until I was like fully fever free, just like completely fine and like feeling 100% again. And I do feel 100%, with the exception of my nose is super stuffy, but I mean, that's like not a terrible problem to have. I feel like you just pop some cold medicine and then you're good for the day and can go live your life and stuff like that. I don't know. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But that was a clear low light for me. But I guess on the highlight side, I did get to go back to Long Island, where I'm originally from, for my mom's 50th birthday party, which was a smashing success. I have a vlog going up on my YouTube channel if it's not already up, which you can get like a better look of the venue. She did such a beautiful job decorating with the black and white theme. The theme was, you guys should totally use this if you have like parents that are turning 50 or relatives or whatever. The theme is, if you're under 50, you wear white. If you're over 50, you wear black. Or if you're 50 and over, wear black. If you're 49 and younger, you wear white. So I invited a bunch of my friends, Sal had a bunch of his friends, and we were wearing white. And like some of my mom's friends happened to be, you know, under 50, so they were wearing white, but most of the people were wearing black. And it was really fun and just like a cute little theme. It was at this vineyard that's in my town now. I'll give a little shout out to it. It's called Del Vino. We love going there. My parents are always there, so you guys can probably find them there. They are obsessed with it. So it's just called Del Vino, and it's so fun to go there and get some apps. They also have really good cheese boards. So we love that. It was just a beautiful party. My mom did a fantastic job. I know she put a lot of time and energy into planning it, and I'm so happy with it. So yay. So yeah, that's really all that went down. I went to Long Island. I hung out with my brother a little bit. I hung out with my mom, dad, and then I got sick. So then I stayed home a little bit longer than expected. But it was a really fun trip home. Got to see some friends and stuff in between there and kind of finalized my plans for moving to New York. We kind of like agreed on timelines and stuff with my family. So happy to have all of their support. And they are the freaking best. I am so blessed to have them in my life. But life is going really well. You know, I wasn't like super amped to get back to Boston really, but now that I'm here and like cleaning my apartment and getting it all under control, and I let the to-do list really pile up because I got sick. So I was really stressed about that. And I felt like just like overwhelmed, but you know, one day at a time I'm learning, and it's okay if not everything can be completed in a few hours, because that is unrealistic and only robots can do that. And I'd rather, you know, quality over quantity and stuff like that. So love you guys the most for all of your support.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So my current favorite right now has to be everything warm beverage related. I just enjoyed some delicious miso soup. I love freaking miso soup. I know it's really easy to make at home. I don't do that. My mom also tells me to do like bone broth. She has like these packets that she does. I think they're called, the brand is called Lono Life. I tried them one time. They're really good. I just love like warm beverages, but specifically what I've been doing, I just had a glass of this too, is green tea, or just tea in general. But I've been doing green tea because it has a little bit of caffeine, which is nice. And it just helps my, I mean, my throat isn't hurting, I would say, but it just feels really good on my throat. And I still have like a little bit of a cold, like I'm saying. So whatever, not really cold. I don't know. I'm a little congested. So a warm beverage always feels really, really good. So the brand that I use is the Yogi Tea one. You could get it, I think, at any grocery store. And it's just the green tea. It's like super antioxidant green tea or whatever. Really, honestly, for a green tea, I think it tastes really good. I know sometimes green tea is like really bitter and like hard to drink, but maybe the taste is just growing on me, and green tea in general. I don't know. It's freaking good. I really enjoy that. Just a nice warm beverage. I put it in my glass mug and I sip on it. I had actually a cup this morning, and then I just had a cup this evening. And it's good because it's caffeine, but it doesn't like keep me up at night. You know, if I have it like a few hours before bed, I'm not like wired in bed. Like I'm still able to sleep and like go to bed and stuff. So really enjoy that. And I think that that's really it. So that's a little update on me. I'm doing great, you guys. I hope you guys are all doing fantastic as well. But I'm so excited for this episode with Maggie, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy it too. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode with Maggie McDonald. Hello, guys. So now we're here with Maggie. Hi. Welcome to Gals on the Go. This is not your first podcast, though, so.
No, not my first, but thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We know you're a big gal on the go. So I guess a little background on you, like if someone, I don't know if they're under a rock or whatever, and they don't, just don't know who you are, what you do, where you live, et cetera.
Well, I am 23 years old. I live in Boston, and I do YouTube, Instagram, and I'm also a college student finishing up my senior year of college. So pretty exciting.
That was a good little intro. I always say that too. I'm like, I do YouTube. And I think like the people who don't understand YouTube are like, what do you mean?
You're like, what do you do?
You just say like, I have a channel, but it's different. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I just do like fashion, beauty, lifestyle vlogs. My channel's very vlog style. Mm-hmm. I like keeping things very natural, chill, day to day.
I love it. Yeah. If you guys haven't checked out Maggie's videos, you have to. I think that's what you're like probably most known for. But also your Instagram. I notice I'll like go to randomly like some of my friends or whatever and see who they're following. I'm like, oh, they're a fan of Maggie. Or like, I don't know. Sometimes I end up like stalking people on Instagram. And I feel like you're always like a common who they follow. So you're big on Instagram too.
Thank you.
So I guess also just background on you. Originally, you're from Massachusetts, though.
Yeah. I grew up on Cape Cod,
which is like an hour away from the city we just said.
Yeah, an hour.
So I guess growing up kind of, I want to hear about like your high school life into college, because I think that's a really interesting time for some people and like deciding where to go to college. I actually don't know this about you either.
Oh, God, I have a big story about that. No one knows this about me.
Really?
I've never talked about it on YouTube. I don't really talk about my life before YouTube. Yeah, which is, I'm actually excited we're doing this. But I went to Falmouth High School on Cape Cod. So I'm from Dennis, and Falmouth is 45 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
And I went there because I played ice hockey my whole life, like since I was in kindergarten. And my high school wouldn't have had a girls' team. And I was on a club team with a bunch of girls that lived in Falmouth. And when I was done with middle school, I just wanted to keep playing with them in high school. So I went to Falmouth. I commuted 45 minutes every day to and from a public school. It wasn't private. And I just played hockey. That was my life. I played hockey and field hockey all throughout high school. We played at the Garden a bunch of times in the state championship. Like we won the national championship. And then my senior year, we won the state championship, which was the first time that they had ever done it at my high school. And after that, I was just done with sports. I never wanted to play hockey ever again. I never wanted to play field hockey. Yep. And I wanted to go to school down south. I was like big sorority. Like I wanted to wear Lily Pulitzer. I wanted to monogram everything.
Is what I pictured.
Yep. So that was me. And I applied to a bunch of schools down south.
Wow.
But what made my decision was I really wanted to go to James Madison. Okay. And my boyfriend from high school, who was my best friend since eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Like we grew up together and started dating later on in high school. And he went to James Madison. He was a year older. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to go to school with him. And I didn't get accepted. So that kind of made my decision for college. I just was thinking about how I wanted to go there so bad, and I didn't get in. Mm-hmm. So my parents told me that I should apply to a safety in Mass just because I could go there and then transfer wherever I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So I applied to my one school at Massachusetts, Bridgewater State, which is where I ended up going. And I cried when I applied there. I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be in Massachusetts. I want to go down south. I want to be in a sorority, do all that. And so I ended up going there. I was just going to go for a year until I got into JMU, which then I got accepted, got off the wait list. I was so excited, and I was going down to go to orientation, and I was about to transfer. And then this is like, I've talked about this a few times on my YouTube, but I found out my boyfriend cheated on me. Ugh. So I was like, yeah. Then I was just like, ended up just going back to Bridgewater the following year, and then ended up staying there. So
it's interesting how things happen. Like you had this whole plan for yourself, and then like something else happened, and now look at your life now.
And my parents, like I just decided to go to Bridgewater because it was cheap, and I didn't want to go somewhere that was super expensive.
Totally.
If I didn't love it and I wasn't going to end up there. So I was like, oh, I'll just stay and go somewhere that's going to be more affordable. And now I feel like they told me, they're like, wherever you go, you can go wherever you want to go for college, but you're just going to have to pay for it at the end. And me thinking about like going to a school that I didn't love completely, or just like following my boyfriend and going to a school 100%. Like that. I don't know. I just feel like everything happens for a reason. And I ended up loving my school. I loved the experience I had. Like I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. So it's just so crazy how life works out.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That was your safety. And a lot of people do that, though, where if you're applying like out of state schools or something, or even more private schools, then it's like apply to like one in state school just to have it. And I notice a lot of people end up choosing it because of cost. Yeah, it just makes sense.
I honestly like was really self-conscious when I would talk about it at school, because a lot of kids would make fun of me that I was going to such, you know, I don't know. It's just like a safety, like a small state school. Like no one wants to go to those schools. Like you want to go to like a big school with like I said, sororities, football teams, like game days, all that. Like that's what everyone in my school was doing. And the fact that I wasn't, people were like, oh, you know, I don't know. So back then, plus times were so different.
Very different. And
it was very competitive.
It was a lot of like flexing too. I even think back to myself. I'm like, I got into this school and like, I'm in a sorority now. Like, and I did not that I did it all like for the flex of it all, but it kind of though.
Times were different.
Yeah.
I feel like it was super competitive, and especially I feel like it's different now for us to look back because we're so much older and we have a different mindset mm-hmm. that we're like, why did we act like that? Why did we act that way? But high school's tough.
It is tough.
It's like a tough time.
It is. You're still finding yourself. Like, I look back to high school me and I'm like, this girl was like all over the place.
All over. Yeah.
Right? Like, some years you're like, I feel like sophomore year I was like, I'm so sure of myself. I am this person. And then junior year I like transformed my life. Senior year I was like still finding myself. So into college you're still finding yourself.
Oh, completely. Like, you're learning and growing so much.
Yeah. I like that message though of like the like choosing. I mean, if you have to pay for school, like that just makes sense.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And that student loans are real.
Real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are. So if you and honestly, if you have the if you want to continue on your education, like go to grad school or something. I know a lot of people do that where they'll go to like a more affordable state school for their undergrad. And then if you go to grad school or like go on, you know, med school, anything like that, then you can, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere more expensive. I don't know. There are options available, I feel like, for everyone. So I like that. So then you started your YouTube channel in college.
My junior year. Yeah.
So that's so interesting because I think you're the only one really, you and your sister, obviously, and I guess Arlen too, but besides the you three, you guys are like really the only ones I know that started kind of more later on, I guess.
Yeah. I wanted to start my freshman year.
Of college.
But of college.
Okay.
I was sitting at a hockey game in Falmouth on winter break. I remember I was with my boyfriend, who's one of Arlen's best friends. And so I was talking to Arlen about it. I was like, I really want to start a YouTube channel now that I'm not playing hockey. And Arlen was like, oh, you should. This girl from my college does. Her name is Gretchen. Like, this girl that I go to school with at BU has a YouTube channel. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I want to start one so bad because I started on Tumblr. Like, I've been on Tumblr since like forever. And I just wanted something more than that. I wanted to make videos instead of just posting and like answering questions, like the typical.
I remember the questions.
What people used to do. Yeah. So I just wanted to do YouTube. And then my boyfriend was like, if you ever posted your life on social media, I would break up with you. And I was like, so in love that I was like, oh, I won't.
Blinded by the love.
Blinded. Yeah. And so I didn't do it. And then after I found out, like, whatever, we broke up and I put my Instagram on public and then I like started my channel.
Have gotten mad at you if you had your Instagram on.
Yeah. It was controlling. Like, I've never talked about it. I need to do a video about this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many people would benefit from it, but it was so unhealthy. Oh my God. Like, I couldn't wear certain things, like dresses. He'd be like, why are you not wearing spandex under them? Like, people,
what?
Yeah, no, it was like crazy.
Are you okay?
But I just was like, deal with it until I went to college.
Yeah.
And then I was like getting so fed up by it. But I would go home every single weekend from school. Like, every weekend I would go home because he didn't want me going to parties because he thought I was going to like hook up with a guy. All I wanted to do was dance with my friends and like.
But he was in college somewhere else.
He was in college somewhere else going out 24/7.
So you were just going home to
the hockey team, on the lacrosse team. Like, and I would hang out with Emma. That's why we're so close, because I would hang out with her every single weekend my freshman year.
Because you didn't like have the freshman year college experience. Mm-hmm, then
no, not
oh
at all.
My gosh,
I would go home and I would just get picked
like
up
that.
Every Friday and I'd go back to school every Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I feel like I learned so much from it.
Yeah
it was crazy though, because like, I remember the last night of freshman year, I knew I was going to transfer. So I was like, I have to go out with my friends. Like, I need to just go out once. So we went to a party, and I remember being at the party and seeing this boy, and I was like, this is so weird. Like, I shouldn't be like thinking that this boy's cute. Like, I have a boyfriend. And then I remember, like, obviously being in the position where I was about to transfer. And I remember telling my friend, I was like, I don't think that I should transfer. It doesn't feel right to me because I feel like I need to stay at my school. I need to experience things. And I like met this boy. He was so nice and I thought he was so cute, and like, I'm never gonna see him again. And like, if I don't see him again, like, I just felt that like I was gonna regret it for the rest of my life. And it's Tyler. So
my gosh.
And so my boyfriend Tyler, now that I've been dating for like a while.
Stop.
I met
that
him
story,
and I like
just
knew.
Like warmed my little heart.
So,
oh my God,
it was just crazy. Like, I but my friend was like, Maggie, you need to go to orientation, see how it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to go and you can just go back to your old school. And I was like, you're so right. I'll do that. Went down for orientation. He was being so controlling. Like, I remember he was like, why are you wearing that bathing suit? It's so revealing. Like, just things like that.
My
gosh. Just like really, really unhealthy. And then I was just so done with it. I was like so annoyed. And then all of a sudden I found out and I packed my bags, broke up with him, left. And then just
power moves.
And I got on a plane and my mom called a car service. There's no Uber back then. Like, there was no Uber, nothing. I was 2 hours from the airport. My mom called a car service. Cause that was like the only way I could get safely. Cause JMU's 2 hours
in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And she booked me a hotel. It was like a little motel in Virginia. It was like,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. No, this story is just crazy.
Just picture little me, freshman year me, sitting in a motel room in Virginia being like, why me? And then I just
random state, because you're like from up here. And oh my gosh, that really is in the middle of nowhere. JMU, for those of you guys don't know, like, I would pass it on road trips going to Georgia, and I remember being like, wow, it's one of those towns where it's like the town is the college town, mm-hmm. and there's nothing. If you go like 2 miles in one direction, like, there's nothing. So that is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then I dipped on a plane, came back, and then started living my best life.
Yeah.
Literally, which no hard feelings towards my ex. Like, he means so well, and he's a great person. That's and great I have nothing that. Against him. Wow. Nothing at all. Like, him and I, sometimes I'm like, we'll see each other. How are you? Catch up. And I wish him the best. So,
wow. Yeah. That's so mature of you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You're good at being mature about situations. I feel
Thank
like
you.
I'm just like, wow, these people suck. Delete them from my life. And you're like, you know, he means well. Like, but I guess it's been years and years of like,
and we had we were so young.
True.
And I'm grateful for the experience that I had with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
I've learned so much, and it is honestly has helped me also give advice to Emma. I feel like I have been through a lot, like in that sense, with like relationships and boys and stuff. So I kind of am like telling her, like, don't put up with any shit. Oh my God. If I could be like her at her age, Emma does not deal with anything.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she does not care. She will leave you on red. She like does not care. I don't know, everything about her.
That's so great. Cause I feel like you guys have such a good relationship in the sense of Maggie's younger sister, if you guys don't know. So is she 18?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. 18. So how many, you guys are 5 years apart?
Yes.
Wait, that's the same as me and my brother. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I never realized that. Cause that honestly is a pretty dense age gap. Like, when you think about it, most people with their siblings that are quote like close with their siblings are like 2 years apart, three.
Yeah.
Five is like a bigger age gap, I would say.
So big. It's so crazy to think about how young she is and where we talked about it the other day about where I was when I was her age versus where she is. Like, I was still dating that boy.
Yeah. Oh my God. In Virginia?
Yes. Literally. I was like, I remember I told her, I was like, I was going on spring break with him and his friends from school. And I remember just like going to Myrtle Beach and like, making frozen pizzas and just being so in love.
I can't picture. I need to see the Maggie McDonald that was like making frozen pizzas.
Oh,
and being
I'll show
like,
you. I had like a monogram necklace.
I need
thing.
To see it. Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
So funny.
A little spring break moment. That's so fun.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to go through those times to like really learn, or like in your case, like you're telling your sister about those times and being like, oh my gosh, look at what I've learned from it, which is like so important. I really like that. So you started YouTube finally junior year.
Yeah, finally junior year. My mom, I had known how much I wanted to start a channel. She knew about my Tumblr. She knew about everything. She would bring me to Boston, pick me up every Sunday from college. We would drive into the city, get lunch, and she would take photos of me.
That's so
sweet. And I would like post them, and they had to go with my white feed, which I still have. I just kind of stuck to it. It's part of me now. But yeah, my mom would like take all these photos of me, and I was like really into like the aesthetic. And then one day she was like, if you're really serious about this, Dad and I will buy you a camera and you can pay us back. And so I had started channel. I did two vlogs with my phone, but then my mom knew I wanted to really do it. So they bought me a camera. I didn't post for like 6 or 7 months. Ooh. It was a long time. And then finally my junior year, beginning of the school year, it was September. We went to Boston, got lunch, did the whole thing. And on our way home, my mom was like, Maggie, we bought you that camera and you haven't posted anything. What are you doing? You need to start posting on your YouTube channel. Like, you have been so passionate about this. I'm like, I know, mom, but I'm busy with school. I'm doing this. Like, had all these excuses. And she was like, you should do a 30-day challenge. And she like made up this thing.
She was the one who
And so she was like, post every day for 30 days and it'll become a habit. And I did it. And then I just haven't stopped. So
my
mom's the whole reason why, like, I was so persistent about it, because I feel like I didn't want to let her down. And I made a goal for myself. And so I just kept going, and I would like literally film videos. I don't care if it was like during the daytime, natural light, or like nighttime in my apartment and the lighting was like yellow because I had like the overhead lights on. Yeah. I would get a video up and edit it every night, post it every single, every day for 30 days.
I remember this. Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen this Maggie McDonald 30-day challenge, you need to go watch it. Those were my favorite videos.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I love your videos now, but I remember, I want to say I like found your channel from like Gretchen Arlen, that whole gang, but I remember everything. And I remember like your advice was so good. I was like, I feel like this girl's my friend. Like, it just translated. So I love your advice and stuff like that. So no wonder why your sister learned so much from you. It is very like big sisterly advice. It's great. So also, I guess since you only started, so that was 2017 you did the 30-day challenge?
Yeah.
Like end of 2017 into
2018. It was fall 2017.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And from, would you say that was like one of your big growth points of YouTube?
No, that was like right when I started. I think I hit like 10K.
Oh my God.
I was so excited. people at my school would post videos of my videos on Snapchat, like making fun of me at pre-games, sitting down on watching my stuff on TV before they would go out. And I remember just like not caring, and just I kept going. And so then after that, things started to pick up a little bit in the spring. And honestly, I didn't post a lot during summer 2018 because I was living at home. My parents just got divorced. It was messy. I didn't know, like, I don't even remember that time of my life just because it was so like much for me. But then the fall came around, fall 2018, mm-hmm. went back to school, and that's like when things kicked in.
Really?
So I would say like end of fall, winter, spring last year was like,
wow.
Yeah, when things like really took off. I would say November 2018. Was when I noticed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it comes in like, not that it's quick growth, but there's periods of people's channels where they're like, I remember like this spring, that fall, whatever, where it's like big growth. Because maybe you're going through big life changes, or you're documenting something important, mm-hmm. or like just the style of videos you're doing. Do you feel like there's anything that you posted specifically? Like, was there anything going on that time that you were posting about?
Yeah, or? I moved to Boston.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like people went to school in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like literally moved and like got my own apartment.
Yep.
And I just was like, I had to do it. I just felt it. Like, I don't know.
Something you wanted to do pretty much like forever, right?
I just always knew I wanted to live in Boston, and things were going on in my life that I needed to find a place to live. And mm-hmm. I just was like, I'm moving to Boston. I'm doing it. I'm going to commute to school. And I know that this is what I need to do. I need to have my own space. I need to do it for myself. And it was one of those things where it just felt right.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And then I like thrive when I'm alone too. So I was living by myself.
Yeah.
Kind of got a new routine in. And then I started posting a lot about like health and what mm-hmm. I was eating and just like all that stuff. And that's what people were loving. And I was getting really good feedback from that. So I feel like that was
definitely,
like the time.
So if someone wanted like specific advice of how they could tailor that to them, like if we always get the question, you know, I want to start a YouTube, or I have a YouTube, like any tips, tricks. I don't think I'm just going to say, like, I don't think that there's like 5 top tips. Like, I'm sure you would agree with that too.
Oh, for sure. It's I just think
varies person to person.
100%. Whatever is going on in your life, post about that.
I like that.
Because it's so unique and it comes natural to you and it's not forced. And just post what you are doing, and whether it's you're on your fitness grind, whether you're really into fashion, beauty, skincare, like whatever you're dealing with, just being passionate about it. I know that everyone says like what you're passionate about, but
I know
it comes so easy and it's just so natural. And I feel like it just gives off really good energy when it's pure.
I like that.
So, and also not trying to be doing the same things as someone else just because it's working for them.
Freaking tweet. I think everybody needs to hear that because it's so easy to look at someone. And I know people do look at someone like you. They're like, Maggie McDonald's so successful because she does her vlogs like in this specific format, or people try to emulate. And I mean, everyone does it to a certain extent. I think we're all in this culture where it's like you see something's working for someone else, so you're like, I'm just gonna try it. But it's like there already is a Maggie McDonald.
Exactly. And the one thing that I always say is that being unique and having that quality of just being different than everyone else is the coolest thing.
It is
so cool. And just being yourself, and everyone's gonna have different interests, everyone's gonna have different things that they like.
Uh-huh.
And just showing what you like and sticking out of the crowd.
I really like that.
Yeah.
And I think everyone does have like various differentiating factors. You know, maybe you're a twin. Maybe you have, I don't know, a best friend that you do everything with. Like there are definitely different parts of your life than there are of other vloggers you watch, or I don't know. I love it when people have just like unique, like niche things about them, that niche, whatever we call it, like things about them that they're interested in, they post about, like Danielle being a spin instructor, like freaking love her videos. Like
exactly.
That. Cause and it's so different.
So different. And the fact that she just does all that she does while doing
it's amazing.
Just, it's so interesting. My life's not like that.
Uh-huh.
Yours isn't.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's just so cool that she shows that aspect. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just so unique.
I would agree with that. I think that's why at the time, like my work week and my live videos were so popular, because it was so, there wasn't many people doing that on YouTube. Yeah. And I think now it's more, not that I'm not saying that I like popularized them by any means, but I'm just saying like at the time they were popular, just like how for you, I feel like you kind of, vlogs were definitely like on the come up of YouTube, but I feel like at the same time, like you were, you just got in at the right time and knew what to do. And I feel like your videos were always, even from the get-go, just like so well done.
Thank you.
Like so high quality. Do you put a lot of like time and thought into like...
Honestly, no. I'm super... I just want to get things done fast and efficient.
Okay.
I'm very basic.
Okay.
I like to keep edits minimal.
Okay.
Yeah. I add in like a little blank black screen and I'll put a transition if it's like the next day, if I'm doing a few days.
Yeah.
I'll put like my name in the front. I don't add anything.
It's very
like
simple,
but it's like the typical same music I usually just reuse. But yeah, I just like to keep things simple because I just feel like that's how I am in my life. Like I don't know. I'm wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt right now, you know, like I just am very simple.
But your apartment literally is an embodiment of you. I said, like I've obviously seen the apartment tour and everything, but I walked in, I was like, okay, this is you in an apartment. Like it's white. It has like
crisp, the little, clean,
like the
simple
white roses, multiple candles going. Like it is so you. Okay. So a lot of questions also about your life now. So, well, I have to ask then about college still, because you said you're finishing up. So how many days a week is that?
Two.
It is 2 days a week.
One class, 2 days a week. And it's been dragged out, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I was supposed to graduate May 2019 with you.
Yeah.
And I am taking a class that I took in the fall of 2018 right now. So I didn't pass my class. It's managerial finance.
It's hard.
Hard class. I was also taking accounting, all these marketing classes. Like I was taking five classes, moving to Boston, dealing with my parents' divorce, didn't know what the hell was going on in my life. Like it was such a weird time for me, and I didn't pass a class. First class I've ever failed. Also doing YouTube, it was just a lot to handle.
That
my channel was taking off and just a lot was going on. And so I was going to take it in the spring. They wouldn't let me into any of the classes. They weren't open. So I took it the following fall, and then it was online, and it just was like a lot. And
yeah.
So I was like, really, I need to focus on one class at a time.
Gotcha.
Finish college when I need to finish it, when it feels right for me. And I'm taking it now, and I'm physically going twice a week. So Monday, Wednesday, it's like an hour and a half.
Gotcha.
And it's not bad. I just drive there. It takes like 45 minutes, which I'm used to the commute from high school.
Yeah.
So people sometimes ask me how I am with that and if it's annoying, but I'm just used to it.
Gotcha. It's like part of your life. Yeah. Interesting. So it hasn't been too bad then, I guess.
No,
it's
not
just
at
one
all.
Class. So that's Monday, Wednesday, but I guess people always ask day in the life of a YouTuber, but it's not even just of a YouTuber, but day in the your life. Cause I feel like you're very health and fitness centric. So like, what time do you normally wake up? Like I'm interested. What do your days look like?
Ooh. Okay, I can get real specific. So my days actually vary. So sometimes I like to get up at 7.
Okay.
I like to set my alarm, but sometimes my body just needs more sleep, so I'll let myself naturally get up. Usually I like to have a slow morning. I haven't been working out in the past, I want to say month, because I've been getting chemical peels done to my skin. I had really bad acne scarring, so I wanted to get rid of that, and I can't work out. So I can do walking, and it's really different for me because I used to like get up 7 a.m. Soul Cycle class, like get the day going, go to Pilates, and I haven't been doing that. So it's been nice. I get up, I do my whole morning routine. So I drink a cup of hot lemon water every single morning. I make my bed, take my probiotic, my vitamins, and then I make some breakfast.
Do you eat in the morning?
Yes, I eat.
Okay.
First thing in the morning, I'm usually hungry. I'm hungry 24/7. So I usually start really light and I have a bowl of fruit with like a plant-based yogurt. I'll have like yogurt and fruit.
Gotcha.
The type of fruit to, like varies. I really like papaya and mango and banana. It's like my favorite combo. So I'll do that.
Yum.
Kind of plan my day. Think about...
You do it in the morning?
Yes. First thing in the morning, right when I wake up.
Okay.
I put a list. I have like a pad of paper that I write exactly what I need to do and plan out my day. And then after that, I'll start like getting ready. I love to go for a walk in the morning, and I've been making coffee at home because I have an espresso.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
It's like nice and sleek.
I'm obsessed with it.
And it has like one of those fancy nozzles for like heating up the milk, I have like the Nespresso where the milk frother, you know, is like a separate piece. This one's like an attachment. Mm-hmm. It looks so fancy.
I had one of those too, the separate ones.
Yeah. And it's good. It does a great job. Or you could do it hot or cold. You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
I have it on my Amazon shop.
So I just make coffee at home, but I like to take my coffee and I go for a walk.
Okay.
Every morning I need to get out of my apartment and I need to move, which I'm so lucky that I am able to do that.
Yeah, that's great.
And go for a walk in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I have to get my body moving. I like to walk like down the street, go for like a mile.
Do you have like a mileage point, or it's just like
I just
leisurely
walk to like a certain point.
Gotcha.
And then I used to get a coffee and then walk home with my coffee. I listen to a podcast, gets me
moving,
feeling motivated.
I love that.
And
even in the winter, even in cold? Or
no, that's like, it's been so nice out. I've been doing it lately.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
Like my spring, summer, fall. During the winter, I don't.
Because brutal.
It's so cold. But I've been doing it lately and I've really been into it. Today went for a really long walk, got a coffee.
I love
that. Did all that. So and then after, I'll just work, do what I need to do, edit videos, film videos, and
Instagram stuff.
Instagram.
You're really good about, like, I feel like you take a lot of inspo, correct me if I'm wrong, from like bloggers, in the sense where you do with your clothes and stuff. You're so good about linking your outfits and linking the products you use and like,
yeah, I just
getting
am
specific.
So just like OCD about
okay.
it.
Is
so
that what
I've
it
just
is?
Been
okay.
linking since Tumblr. Like what I used to do on Tumblr, I would answer questions and people would ask me.
I remember this.
They'd
yeah.
be like, what would you wear to a football game? And I would go yeah. and be like, I'd wear this jeans with this top, this jacket, these sunglasses, these shoes.
But like making fake outfits essentially.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I would just go on websites and link everything. And I just love putting together outfits. If I didn't do what I do, I would be a stylist. Like I'm obsessed with just looking at things online. Like when in my free time, I sit on the couch on my computer and I look through websites and just look what's new. And
I love that.
I just,
you're big into like clothes though, which is cool. Yeah.
And yet I wear sweatpants every day.
I think you can have an appreciation for style though.
I do.
And be like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and you flex on them when you go out and stuff though. Cause then you wear like really fun outfits. So,
but yeah, so I love linking things. It's therapeutic for me. Whenever people have to pick out clothes, like my sister, if she ever has to do
Like, I'm going to start sending you my... Okay, because that Gretchen stresses does it me
to
out. Me too.
Like, if you ever need me to pick anything, send it to me. I'll pick you out outfits.
Oh, like, I'm actually going to.
Because Emma's like, I don't know what to wear. I have nothing to wear. I'm like, let me pick it. I'll pick you good stuff. So if she's like, needs stuff from Princess Polly, I'm like, send it to me.
Okay,
I'll pick everything. I have because so
sometimes
much fun
it's overwhelming
it.
When you're like, I have the whole website and just like a credit, which I know this sounds like such like a pro. Brooke, shut up! Like, this is not really a problem, but it kind of dressing yourself sometimes is harder than dressing someone else. Because I'm good at picking out, not like great, but I think it's easier sometimes to be like, oh, mom, this shirt would look so good on you versus like for yourself. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I love send it over. To
okay,
me.
Okay,
so like I'm what I enjoy. You. So it's like very. Makes me like feel
complete.
Yeah. So I just love doing stuff like that. And then also like my Instagram, I just really like adding pictures of things. Like I'll do.
I notice you're good about that too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like not products, but like accessories and things mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. You have to go to our Instagram, guys. You're going to love it if you don't follow, but I'm sure you do. So yeah, I feel like a typical day in life is probably different every day. If I had to guess for you too, because obviously, I mean, I don't know about you, but like, there are many days where I don't film because I just like feel like I look gross and I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
I'm just 100%. Gonna edit and do computer stuff all day and that's okay.
Completely. I have days like that too. And I feel like sometimes a lot of people ask me how I'm so productive all the time. And there are days where I don't film either. And I feel like I don't even want to be on camera, especially yep. what I've been dealing with my skin. Mm-hmm. I haven't been filming a lot, but I feel like it's, you kind of have to listen to how you feel. And listen to what's going on in your mind and like not forcing things. Let yourself have those days where you just want to like do stuff on your computer and do other work and yep. not be on camera and take that time to just get like inspired by things and recharge and then come back with like a fire video. You know what I mean?
That.
Don't force it mm-hmm. if you're not feeling it. Because I feel like also the audience can tell.
True.
They can tell.
When you're not like inspired or like not wanting to be on camera or whatever. Yeah. Been there. Yeah. And sometimes obviously circumstances pop up. Like if you already agreed to like do something with the brand or if you, whatever, you're like, I haven't posted in a week. I have to post a video. So like sometimes it's hard. Like I get it, but I feel like you're better at time management than I am. So.
Oh my God. I feel like I just go through the days. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you use Google Calendar?
No.
Do you use... Oh, my God.
No.
I'm like, give me the secrets.
No,
like,
honestly,
I need
like,
to know.
I don't know. I literally have just always been like this. Ever since... I'm just so organized. Ever since I was little. Like, my mom tells me stories of when I was little. I remember, like, my room always had to have... Everything had to have a place. I would always, like, rearrange my room. I would do, like... I don't know. I just always have been just organized and I really enjoy being like that. So I feel like it makes it easier for me. And it's just how I am. Like I have no secrets. It's so annoying. I wish I had this big, like specific list of things that I do to stay organized. But really I don't know. I just do what works the way it feels best for me. Like I make lists on like a pad of paper I got from TJ Maxx, those ones in like the card section.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have like those pads of paper. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. I have one of those and I just write down everything I do for each day. And then I cross off when it's done. Super simple, like very old school. I don't do any of the Google stuff. I bought an iPad
like,
Pro.
What is this Google stuff?
No, I was so inspired. I think
Danielle has the iPad Pro.
I would see her videos about it, her vlogs. I bought one. It literally... I don't use it.
Okay. I think a lot of people are in this iPad phase. Yeah. Cause, and then it just sits there and then you feel guilty for not using it. So save your money. Don't buy an iPad. It
doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just jotting down what you need to do on a pad of paper, whether it's like a notebook, whatever works for you, agenda, book, like
literally just a blank sheet of paper. Yeah. I used to just literally use computer paper and just write like a to-do list on there. Cause I just like blank
works for me
and starting from nothing. Yeah. I like that. That's very realistic because I think everybody's in this phase now where it's like, oh, well I use, you know, Google Cal for my meetings. And then I use like,
and it's color coded down to the minute. And then I even have when I need to drink water and I'm like,
and then I get a Google alert telling me that I need to eat my breakfast. And then it's like, what?
Yes. But if that works for you, amazing.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm just super simple to the point. Basic. just let me write it down on a piece of paper and have it on my island and I can look at it. Physically look at it and cross it off. And writing it down with a pen, which is something that I even do in college. Like, I will never, ever do anything on my computer. Notes are always in a notebook because I feel like I remember it more, that I'm physically writing.
Yeah, I would agree with that sentiment. I think there's something to be said about, like, physically writing it versus a typing experience or whatever. Here I am with my notes for your podcast on my computer, but it's fine. I feel like with that kind of stuff, it makes sense to organize it too. Also, like, what am I going to do? Walk around with, like, a binder of, like, information and notes. Exactly. Sometimes it's, like, better to have stuff on the computer.
I definitely do stuff on my computer, but just when it comes to, like, what I need to do during the day, like, lists and stuff, I never do them on my iPhone because I feel like they get lost.
Definitely. Definitely. So you just said you plan your day. Like, a lot of people are asking about planning your day. You've said you wake up and kind of do it day of. I think that's, like, a YouTuber thing that we, like, the privilege, obviously, of doing that. When I was in school, I did, like, I would, like, weekly plan. Did you ever do stuff like that for school?
I still use that same pad of paper. I've gotten a few of them.
You're like, well, this is my fifth.
No, literally, my freshman year, I remember sitting down at my dorm room, my little desk, and I had a pink one.
Oh,
and I just would write down, plan everything, and I just kept it there. And I just would cross things off.
I like that.
And even, like, before I did YouTube, like, when I had a real job, I've had so many real jobs in my day, which I also feel like would be fun to talk about. But I would, the summer before I started my channel, so 2017, I had a real job. I worked like 40 plus hours a week, 6 days a week. On my one day off, I babysat.
God.
I was like really grinding because I knew that I had to go back to school and have to pay for stuff for the semester. So I was like, I got to work as much as
I
can.
A lot of college students. Yeah, you have to grind over the summer.
Grind, especially because I'm from the Cape. That's such a tourist spot.
True.
There was really nothing for me to like do other than work. Everyone just works. So fun. I worked at a resort. I was a hostess. I worked outside. So nice. Like, I got a cute little Ralph Lauren, like, sporty uniform that I wore every day. So fun. It was my
Tumblr
favorite
job. Was screaming.
Literally. And I feel like I would plan my stuff even back then. I would, like, get up, do all my stuff that I needed to do, like my workouts. I would go for a run outside. I would, like, make breakfast and then drive to my job at, like, 10 a.m., stay all day till 9:30 p.m.
So it's possible to do it even if you're not it's not just like, oh, YouTubers. Like, you could do it.
It is possible. You just have to give yourself time. And I would get out of work and go to bed at night. I wouldn't sit on apps on my phone. And you know what I mean? Like, if you have time to scroll on Instagram, you have time to make time for things that you want to do in your day.
That's a big tip there. Big fan. Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit about something that, I mean, I feel like I've told you before how you changed, like, my whole outlook on confidence. I feel like we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Danielle and I both, like, agree 100% that, so we met you originally at Coachella of 2018. We went with, like, the same company or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had heard of you. I have obviously seen your videos, but that was the first time I remember being like, oh, I don't know her, obviously. But you came with Gretchen. We knew Gretchen. So we squatted up. And I remember just the way that you told other people to, like, look at themselves. Like, I remember, oh, we were taking pictures. It was, like, the way that we were taking pictures. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, Brooke, you look so good. Like, rock it or something. You were just speaking so highly about everybody else. Like, about Danielle, about Gretchen, about me. Like, helping us pose and just being like, oh, my God, you look so good. Like, fire, blah, blah. And, like, literally changing the way that we thought about confidence. Danielle and I were like, this girl is, like, so confident. Like, where does it stem from? I know that it's easier said than done to, like, say that, but
I just think, I mean, for me, it's really big on who you surround yourself with.
Okay.
Like, I grew up and my mom, I, like, am the way that I am literally because of the way I was raised. Like, my mom always was just so, I don't even know how to describe the way that she was, but I feel like that's what made me who I am today. Just, like, the way that my mom always acted around us.
Gotcha.
Like, it was never, she never talked about being perfect in, like, what looked like perfect. Like, she loved me, my brother and sister, my brother, sister and I, just how we were and how different each of us are.
I love that.
We're all so different, and my mom and my dad, but my mom was just so accepting and loving of all the different qualities we had, and she just always encouraged us, and she never put us down. She never got mad at us and like would tell us. She was very, I don't know, like encouraging, like right from wrong, and just was a really good influence on me. Mm-hmm. And I just grew up always being around that. And I just feel like that's kind of what made me be how I am.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
It
doesn't have to be like a concrete answer. It doesn't have to be like,
I am just like super confident with herself too. Like she's just like,
that's awesome.
So fun and would never like compare anyone to anybody.
Definitely.
Yeah. And just always told us that to be unique and just be who we are. And
yeah,
just was like, I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah. I have a funny story. When I was little, I was in doing ballet.
Okay.
And
were you a dancer?
No, I just like would do it for fun.
Okay.
But we had a recital and I was probably like 4 years old and everyone had to go stand in the front of the stage and say like what type of flower they were. And I guess every girl was like, I'm a rose. Like every girl wanted to be a rose because yeah, everyone else in the class was a rose. And then it was my turn and I went out in the front and I was like, I am a buttercup. And was just like, said something completely different. And my mom was like, I don't
there
know.
There she is.
So funny. Like, there she is. There's Maggie, like being a buttercup when everyone's a rose. So
you're very like that even still. Cause I feel like you're big on being different.
Yeah.
And like standing out and stuff. I so see that.
So I just feel like, yeah, I wish I had an answer.
That's so funny.
It is the way that I am. And just, it's very important to look at who you surround yourself with. Like I'm big on energy.
I like that.
And be around people who are going to bring you up.
Yep.
Not be competitive with you. It's not a competition.
True.
It's not.
True.
Like, everyone is doing amazing things and everyone's doing things at their own pace, at their own time. And just being supportive of that and being around people who are going to support you and who are going to bring you up and not bring you down or put you down for anything, whether it's something that you did, like an achievement, or if it's a mistake that you made. Someone that's not going to, like, ooh, you know.
That was good.
Yeah, you just have to
preach it.
And not feel bad for not wanting to be around people who aren't going to lift you up. You got to do things for yourself and you have to make that a priority.
I really like that. I think it's so easy. I've always been loud, outspoken, like similar to what you're saying. But I think that with you, like when my confidence changed, like honestly meeting you and like just seeing the way that you look at yourself and like view other people and like, we had a lot of deep chats. I feel like,
yeah,
not
thank you. We
like
clicked.
all of us, the little group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You, me, Danielle and Gretchen. I remember like the cake when we were eating the cake.
When we met, it was like, I had known you guys for years.
Yes.
Like that type of vibe.
It just was flowing.
So
it always has. Well. I know it was. But I've always been like loud, outspoken, but I think that I was always like a fake it till you make it with confidence type mm-hmm. of person. Like I would get in front of a room and speak and, you know, then sit down and be like overthinking. Like, was I standing weird? Was I like doing all this stuff, versus I feel like you truly embody like loving yourself and like looking in the mirror being like, wow, I love myself, even though, and I don't know if you do this, but I think I've gotten to a point where I can recognize flaws in my character, even in my body, like things that I don't necessarily like, I'm not obsessed with, but I've learned to overcome.
Yeah.
And like love them, you know. And I feel like completely. That's just part of accepting yourself, like what you're saying, what your mom taught you, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And just being who you are and just rocking
owning it goes back to the YouTube thing you said, even.
Yeah.
Actually, how you have to embrace what makes you different.
Yeah, what makes you different and what makes you you and unique and just all that,
because it would be boring if we were all the same.
No, imagine that.
Yeah.
Think about celebrities, and I
yeah.
always think about how different everyone is. Think about the Kardashians. They're not the same. Kourtney's so different than all of them.
True.
Kylie is so different than Kendall. Kim is so different. Chloe's so different. They all have their different vibes.
They do.
But if they were all the same,
the world doesn't need another Kim Kardashian.
No.
There already is Kim
there already
Kardashian.
Is. Yeah. So just be you. I think that it's so cool how people are just can be themselves and you can see how somebody is and like the things that they like, and it's just so interesting.
I like that. But I guess, okay, so then when life gets like more challenging, and obviously not every day is sunshine and rainbows, so when there are, like, do you have bad days, and like what do you do to get past those?
Yeah, I do have bad days, and I acknowledge the way that I'm feeling, and I think about what's bothering me and what's going on in my life, and I let myself feel the way that I need to feel. I let myself deal with it. I talk about how I'm feeling with my mom or my sister, my friends, my boyfriend, and I just think about how it's temporary and it's not going to be like this tomorrow. Well, maybe it is, but it's temporary, and you can recognize that you're feeling a certain way, but just not dwelling on it and not letting it consume you.
Ooh,
I feel like big. I just definitely don't push my emotions out of the way, because that's not going to work, because you're never going to have to, you're never going to be able to get over it if you don't face it head on. You just have to dive right in, feel how you feel, talk about it with people that you trust and that you love and that care about you and that are going to be supportive and listen to you, and then let it out. That's my biggest thing, letting it out. Not letting things sit inside and bottle up, because in your head, you're going to make the situation so much worse than it actually is. When you talk about it to someone, especially someone who you value their opinion and they have a good outlook on life,
a good
and they can steer you in a good direction. Not someone who you're going to talk about your problems with and they're going to throw it right back at you, be like, yeah, that sucks. Yeah, that's the worst. You know what I mean? But they're, I just feel like finding those people that you trust, that you can talk to and that you feel safe talking to, and that are going to bring you up. That's like what I like to do. I love to just talk about how I feel. Sometimes I'm like, think I may be a little bit too much of an oversharer, but I just need to get it out.
I know.
It's not good to hold.
That's why you have to find it. I don't mean to sketch everybody out, but just like make sure that you trust them though. If you do
fear
for being an oversharer, I always go for like family or like very, very close friends, because it's scary that there are people out there who might, you might be like, think that they're your BFF or whatever. And
then they go tell everyone.
Yeah. And it's like, why are you telling people like my personal business that I, you know, confided in you about? I don't know. That sucks. So, but I would definitely agree. I always call a friend. I think living alone too, it can get kind of, for me, that's when I get like more isolated. I'm like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
Like,
in
I'm
your
like,
head, here. Especially at night.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah.
Big it's time. Bad.
But then honestly, I'll even just like shoot a text before I go to bed to someone, and then they'll like check in on me in the morning or whatever. So I would agree with that. And I think everybody has bad days. It's unrealistic to have good days all the time.
I've been really going through it because of the winter here. Mm. Winters are like my time where I...
Seasonal?
Yeah, it's just like it's gray out. It's cold. I don't move as much as I do when it's nice out. No one really does anything in the winter here. Everyone kind of just lays low.
It's true. Everyone people go just, out less.
Yeah, go out less. You don't do much. No one's out and about. So
it's just, the city itself is more like quiet. Well, also, yeah. And everyone's like just not leaving their house at all these days because of everything, but whatever. So we also have some questions then, I guess, just from the audience in general, like rapid fire questions, because we're already like 50 minutes in. So let's, I'll just shoot them off.
Okay.
I feel like since you give such great advice about boys, you would really be good about this one. How to get over heartbreak.
Oh my God. How to get over a heartbreak, you guys. Let me keep this as simple as I can. So my advice would be to surround yourself with your friends and people that you love, people that make you feel good. I remember after I got my heart broken, I was hanging out with my friends for literally like a whole week. And I just kept myself busy. I did things that I wouldn't have normally done when I was in a relationship, and I felt so free. It got my mind off of things. And you just have so much fun that you don't even have time to think about how you feel and that you're sad. But it's okay to feel sad, and it's okay to be heartbroken, because that is a huge part of you that you're losing, like your best friend and someone who you talk to every single day. But I just feel like taking it day by day, and it's going to come in waves. My best friend told me this when I was going through it. It's going to come in waves. You're going to have good days and bad days, but the good days are going to outweigh the bad, and you just have to keep going. So
I like that. Especially, I mean, any heartbreak I feel like is justified. But I've had friends, you know, that break up with their boyfriend of like 3 or 4 years. And it's like, it's not an overnight process.
No, not at
like,
all.
No.
And like, honestly, that time you're going to look back and be so grateful for, because you're going to grow into a completely different person. You're going to, I don't know. I feel like the times when I'm most uncomfortable are the times that I learn the most.
Yeah.
So discomfort is actually a good thing.
I like that. I was just watching this video last night, this random girl. Sometimes I watch like law of attraction videos, and it was like why the law of attraction isn't working for you. And it was like, why do I keep dating all of these like crappy guys if I'm trying to manifest the one or whatever? And she basically said that everything right now, like you are still manifesting what you want to. It's just these are all like lessons along the way.
Exactly. And you're going to look back once you're at a different point and be like, whoa. Look how much has happened. It's just like at the end of a year when you reflect on what's happened for the past 12 months. But in January, you're not like, okay, so this is how each month is going to go. You have no idea what's going to happen. But then December comes and you're like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
Just takes time.
It does.
Time heals everything.
A good tip. So I guess on living alone and stuff, how did you get to be so independent? You know, even just moving here, obviously, like that was like a big, bold move. Just something that no one has really ever done before. So I guess how do you feel comfortable taking like crazy leaps of faith and like being so independent, and where is that all from?
I just really feel like I thrive when I am by myself, and in the living sense, like I just feel like I have no distractions. I can get up, do what I have to do, get things done, be efficient, and not have like my friends around sitting there wanting to just sit on the couch and watch TV, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's nice because my friends live in the same area as me. Just
great.
They have their own places. So when I am like, when I do have downtime, when I do want to hang out with my friends, they can come over. I can go to their place.
Yep.
But like, I just feel like I get more done. I'm very productive and I like being efficient, getting things done. And I don't know. I don't really like wasting time.
Do you think that, have you always been an independent person? Like in high school and stuff, would you go, because you know those people who are like, I'm going to Target. Who's going to come with me?
No, I'm like, you've always been comfortable
going by yourself?
Like just dipping around, getting things done. Like I, even in college, like once I got out of class, I would like go for a drive. I'd get a coffee. I'd go to Target. I've like loved.
You did your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I hang out with my friends at night once everything's done. And
I've been like that too, but I think it's not in some people. So I think that's where it comes from. Those people that are like, I want to, but I feel like I need someone.
Yeah. Everyone's just different.
Okay. So I like that. Just accepting it.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I would say like, you just got to take baby steps and like,
and sometimes I'm like, should I be doing more with my friends like during the day? You know, because I literally just am, I don't know, always like on my grind. So it's like sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I should slow down and ask a friend to get lunch or like do things like that. So I don't know.
I mean,
can go either way.
It does go either way. And our schedules, I think, a bit more flexible than most. So, but I would agree with that, though, that I like having my days for myself. And then at night I can like, you know, go out, have fun with people
or
whatever.
I'm a big weekend girl. Like I look during the week. I treat YouTube just like a 9-to-5. I only work on YouTube stuff and literally until, unless it's like editing, uploading a video, but filming all that, unless I'm doing like a daily vlog where I'm like showing all day, I keep my work during work time.
Good for you.
At night, I chill.
That's awesome.
I try to get things done during the day.
And that's the best way to do it.
I don't do work on the weekends at all, unless I'm doing a weekend vlog, which is just so fun. I love showing what I do because
so fun. Those are the best vlogs.
So chill. But I really like to just hang out with friends and take the time to be really present.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good tip there, you guys. So we didn't even really talk about like health stuff. I mean, honestly, if you guys want to consult all that, you can go to Maggie's channel. Some of your favorite healthy snacks. This is totally different than like we're talking about all snacks. Of the different things.
Depends on what mood I'm in. I really
savory
love,
sweet. Do you have like two different?
Okay, so savory, I really like rice cakes with hummus.
Add
like everything but the bagel seasoning.
So good.
Some red chili flakes. I am obsessed with hot sauce, so I put like a little bit of hot sauce. You can even like cut up some cucumbers, put them on top of the rice cakes with hummus, add a little crunch. I love a green juice in the afternoon, like just with only vegetables, no fruit though, so it's not sweet.
Okay,
sugary. I just am so weird. I love the taste of like ginger. I add extra ginger. It's like spicy and it just really satisfies
me. Do you like spicy?
Makes me feel so good. Like I just love like a good green juice, rice cakes. Also, if I'm in the mood for something more snacky, I really love chips and salsa.
Oh, so good.
It's my favorite.
I just have no self-control though. Like I'll eat the whole bag.
Yeah. honestly, same, but like, it's fine.
But it's good. Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
But when it comes to sweet, I don't crave anything sweet till nighttime. I love going to Press Juicery and getting like a little freeze.
Oh,
I've been into
so
getting
good.
Granola butter on it with like sea salt. And
I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's really good.
Do they sell that at like grocery stores?
I don't know. I
granola
only know about it because
butter.
Of Pressed.
It's literally like almond butter, like peanut butter, but like granola.
But just granola has nuts.
What?
In it.
Interesting.
Yeah, nut-free, gluten-free. Like it's just made out of oats and like cinnamon and vanilla. So good.
They're making butters out of everything, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Interesting. Yeah, I feel like you're big on like cooking and stuff like that though, like
yeah,
eating here.
I just think that I have gone through so much with like my whole life. I've just worked out and been an athlete. But I've
a
just
competitive
been,
athlete.
Yeah, it's just I've worked out so much and I really have realized in the past few years that like it all starts in the kitchen. What you put in your body is how you're going to feel, how you're going to like I don't know. It shows. Like if I eat like shit, just me personally, like I will break out, like my skin, I don't feel good, I don't feel my best, I don't perform at my best, I am not in the best mood, and I just really am passionate about like what I eat and what I put in my body. And just I love cooking, it's so therapeutic for me, like cutting up veggies, just cooking things. And also it's made me less crazy about like working out 24/7. Like I'm so relaxed on working out. Yep. I used to be insane. My freshman year of college, I would work out 6 days a week.
Oh my
3
God.
Days I would do like this workout program, and then the other 3 days I would do like cardio. Like I was
oh my
insane.
Gosh,
insane
yeah.
with my sophomore year, and then like my junior year, I was just like, I'm exhausted. This is boring. Like I was just like so sick of having every single day. I was like, I need to go to the gym, I need to work out, I need to do this. And even when I would go away on trips, if I didn't work out, I would feel guilty because I'd be like, well, I am not going to be able to work out because I'm going to be like doing all this other stuff.
Oh, gosh.
So I just feel like being more conscious of what I'm not like that. That's all I think about, but just fueling myself with like good, whole, healthy foods. It's made me feel so good and not feel the need to
go crazy in the gym.
Like I work out like 3-4 times a week. And when I do, that's like all my body needs. It really starts in the kitchen, like with what you eat.
I like that.
So.
I've seen that where people are doing like the bajillion workouts a day and like trying to like compensate, or maybe the combination of what they eat too. I'm like, how is your body
for
taking
me, it's
this?
It's just not like it's not sustainable. I feel like for me, workout, like having to be so crazy about working out 24/7. Cause then it just like, what if I don't know. What if things come up? What if you're not feeling it that day? And then you feel guilty cause you're not feeling it and you don't want to work out. So I just feel like just eating has been the one, like eating healthy has been the one thing that's like really, really helped me in that area.
Do you have a quote, even though I know you don't like track or whatever your food, do you have like a cheat day ever, or do a cheat meal? Is there anything really that you would do? I just think of myself on the weekends, and like there are times where I'm like, oh, I'm going to like go out to dinner and like ball out or whatever. But
yeah.
Or do you just still stick to like, because you're plant-based now, right?
Yeah,
so you still would stick to that?
I ate salmon the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I vlogged it when I was in Nashville. But I just have, honestly, I feel like I talk about my mom 24/7, but I've grown up in my house. My mom always would just cook everything homemade. If we wanted
yep.
cookies, she was like, you're not opening up a package. I'll buy you the ingredients. Let's do the flour, chocolate chips, everything. Make them homemade. You want peanut butter cookies? Make them. Like, I've just always grown up being like that. My mom made homemade granola all the time. She made homemade dinners. Like, everything was always from scratch.
Gotcha.
And
so
I'm just so used to it that and when I go out, I just know what makes me feel good. I genuinely do not crave, like, the things that you would, that are, like, cheat meals. So I don't think of anything as a cheat, really.
Yeah.
It's just like I find alternatives. Like there's vegan restaurants with such good Mexican with like vegan cheese, like nachos and things like that. And I eat it. It's just dairy really, really bothers my stomach. And I've never been a big meat girl just because I don't know. I just never have really liked
it.
But
yeah,
dairy makes me so sick. I used to eat pints of Ben and Jerry's and literally be like in tears after. But and then it just like came to the point where I was like, I need to stop. But I found alternatives. I eat plant-based. Oh my God, I eat ice cream, cheese, all of that. But it's just like dairy-free. And it just doesn't make me feel gross. As I garbage, like thinking about also what I can add into my diet rather than what I should take out. I so really I'm not like, I need to stop eating this. It's like, maybe I should just start adding in more vegetables. Maybe I need to start adding in like a green juice in the afternoon instead of eating chips and salsa. Just things like that, you know,
yeah,
little snackies.
Yeah.
Snackies. But, yeah.
I like that. It's a good way of like.
But I still eat normal. Like on the weekends, I'll go to like an Italian restaurant and I get pasta. Homemade pasta is my jam.
Gotcha.
And I love I feel like getting stuff like that. And I'll just get it with like veggies in it. I always go out to eat. But it's just I find things that I like and that are going to make me feel good. But still like being out. I don't know.
Go to drink at a bar. I'm just thinking of this. This is a good question.
I love a good seltzer. Like a White Claw.
Oh, I was like,
yeah,
what?
I love
what
do you mean White Claw.
Seltzer? Yeah.
Like, they're just so crisp and cold, and like I don't know.
You need to
like
try Bud Light Seltzer. That's what we do. Yeah,
I need to.
Yeah, you would like them because the flavors I feel more potent than a White Claw.
Really?
But yeah,
I love that. I can't wait to try. But I like seltzers. They, I feel like I don't know, just make things so fun and chill and. Also, if there's
refreshing
not
to drink.
Refreshing, I will just drink like a vodka soda.
Okay. I do that too.
But vodka that's like after lime. I've had a pregame, you know, like I can't just be like sober and then
drink a vodka soda. Yeah.
I add like 2 lemons and
lemon.
I'm a big Pinot Grigio girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like Pinot. Wow. We like pretty much the same drinks.
Yeah, I like dry, not sweet. Oh, yeah. I liked your martini.
The dirty martini.
Ooh, yeah, that was so good.
Because you like bitter then, so that makes sense.
I like
okay, so more, yeah. Because I find that when I drink like a really fruity cocktail, I'm like, I don't know, like it's hard. Then what do you drink next? My stomach hurts.
I know,
it's just
it
not
feels
a
like
good cycle.
To me, I just always think that I'm drinking like a melted popsicle all the time. Like I don't know why it just always
so
tastes
random.
Like it's just too much for me.
Okay,
it makes my teeth hurt too.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know, just like yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, now just personal updates because your subscribers, followers are very in tune to your life. So
I love them so much.
They're so
cute.
We
have a good little group.
Yeah, you do. Updates on your clothing line.
My clothing line. Okay, so I came up with the idea that I wanted to start a clothing line last summer. I was like, I need to use my platform and just do something other than just post on YouTube. I want to do more than that. I want to own businesses. I want to create things that I would use in my daily life that I'm looking for from other companies, but they don't have. That's what I'm doing. And I have so many. I know this is so annoying for people to be like, there's so much coming. I have so much planned. But where I'm coming from and I just want to make sure that when I come out with something, it is the best of the best. I don't want to just half-ass something to put out a product and to make money and just to sell something.
Like a quick buck?
Yeah, no. I'm not about that. I'm like quality over quantity. And it's going to come. And when it does, it's going to be really freaking cool. So just got to wait for that. It will come. I'm just dealing with
It's a lot of
school.
Work, you guys.
It's a lot of work.
Oh my gosh.
I have school and I need to graduate college before I can really like start pumping things out. It's just a lot that's going on right now, but it's coming
take time.
Really soon. Things take time.
It's so easy for people to be like, I want to start a company. It's like, okay, that might be like 3 years down the line. Like not saying that it is for you, but who knows?
Yeah. It just, it's going to come. But good things take time.
Ooh, a teaser. Okay. Update on buying a house. Cause I think, well, not, people have seen like your vlogs obviously when you're like house shopping and stuff, and you even said in it like it's not 100% that you're, because you're just not sure of like the next step. So if you want to
I'm not sure, and I am moving when my lease is up, so that's going to be this summer. I just need more space. I feel very cramped, and I feel like when your space that you're spending so much time in is cluttered, your mind gets cluttered, and that's how I feel. I'm like antsy about it. I want more space. So I don't know if that's going to be another apartment in Boston with bigger rooms. I live in 700 square feet, which is really small if you're working from home and being in your space 24/7. So I am just wanting to find out what's best for me. And I looked into buying a house and house hunting because you can get so much more for your money.
It's
than
crazy.
Rent in Boston is so expensive.
It is.
I could have so much more space and all of that. But I don't know what's going to happen yet. And I am going to do moving vlogs, like touring places and show the whole process. So it's going to be really fun. And
that will be fun.
Everyone will find out where I'll be in June.
Yeah. I think that's so many YouTubers are on this edge thing. We were just talking about it because financially it makes sense.
And I just want to be smart with my money. Yeah. I do not want to look back and be like, why did I make that awful decision when I was 23?
With like, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to be like really smart and, be very cautious about where I'm putting my money.
Yep.
Because rent's not cheap, and just to throw it out the window and basically give to someone else, like
these owners of these buildings, like the it's just crazy. Companies. Yeah.
So I want to like be able to make a decision that's going to benefit me.
Every month when I pay my rent, I feel like I'm just burning money. Not actually, because like obviously,
yeah, because
I love my space.
Yeah, because obviously it gives you a beautiful place to live and all that, but
essentially you are though, yes. Yeah. Versus if you're putting it towards a mortgage.
Your mortgage.
But we're so young to be like thinking like that, forward thinking. It's so crazy.
I just need to slow down. I'm like thinking always about like what's next and planning.
And you're 23, so it's gonna be okay. Yeah, seriously, that's so crazy that Emma's 18 and she's already like, not that she's like on that buying a house thing or whatever, but yeah. I'm like, she's so freaking young. Like, oh my gosh, we're like living accelerated. I swear.
Oh, I know. We need to slow down.
We are.
I see my Snapchat memories from 2 years ago, and I'm like, what? That was only 2 years ago? I'm
yeah.
It's like a lifetime
ago. Wait, I have to show you the 3 years ago today. I have a funny picture. I'm like, this is 3 years ago.
Oh my God, I'll show you mine. I had long hair.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Oh my gosh, because Coachella was like coming up around 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Someone watched my vlog from 2 years ago, spring break. I was in Miami and they were like, you are so different. Like, you're so much more mature now. I was like,
2 years changes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It really does. And this is such a pivotal time in our lives. We just said, obviously, that college is like high school to college. It's like you're finding yourself. But I feel like your 20s, it's like you're like becoming who you're meant to be.
Yeah. And everything's moving so fast and everyone's trying to figure things out, figure life out. It's like wild time.
Yeah. And I think it's so important, like what we talked about today, not to compare yourself to others or like just do your thing. Because I think it's so easy. I understand like people listening to this might feel not insecure, but I get it though, because I've been there too, where I'm like, oh no, like I'm not at the same point as these people, like I feel insecure and like weird about it. Mm-hmm. Like it's fine,
but also you're doing things at your own rate.
Yeah.
And someone may be looking at you being like, well, they're doing this, you know.
True.
It's just you can't compare because everyone's life is so different and you're on your own path and everything works out the way it's supposed to for you.
I like that. Okay, yeah. Well, that was a fantastic episode. So do you want to plug your stuff for everybody who,
sure.
I'm sure that they know who you are, but.
My Instagram is just at Maggie McDonald, MacDonald. YouTube is Maggie McDonald. And
TikTok.
Oh my God, my TikTok that I don't really go on.
I see you posting sometimes.
Sometimes. I wish I was good at it. Like the dance.
I just post dumb
it's
stuff.
Just so fun.
Oh, the dance ones are hard.
They are.
Yeah.
But just YouTube and Instagram for me. I'm pretty simple. I wish I had Brooke's Twitter mind.
Oh my God. It gets me in trouble sometimes. It's okay. My mind. Okay. Well, love you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And follow us at Gals on the Go podcast. Check out our merch stuff. We're always dropping new stuff. And we love you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pots were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.